So Prince was plying his gifts in a very constructed reality, in a constructed reality. A large number of agents constructed a false reality for him to exist in. What his body felt from them necessarily was the problem of deeply frozen feelings. And true to his mission, he tried to help them, receiving but more falseness, discovered and secret for recompense. But we were given, as a result, the incalculable gift of seeing truth triumph over falseness, of seeing unshakable integrity and courage in the face of the pressure of extreme duplicity, a pressure immeasurably worse than we knew. And so asking of and receiving from him courage the extent of which we could have no inkling. His belief in his mission, his belief in love, in music, got him through this, for it allowed him to see that the lowest the human spirit, necessarily underclass, could go was a place he had to visit. Clearly, he knew the truth of Shakespeare's strategic advice that difficulties must be known to be overthrown. And what he knew in his whole being was that the problem of class, my wording, is frozen feelings. What he saw is what Alice saw and Christopher Fry saw. He had to somehow thaw the frozen misery of centuries. Music, love, makes us all one, he believes, and we agree. Musical manifests universal energy. Music is soul healing. This he believes, and on some level, so do we. But the seeds of disquiet power hopes to sow in all of us, using its army of false folks and bought souls, is a superfluity of falseness crafted to drown all but those most solid in their sense of love's rule of us when we own ourselves. Love must not have to struggle to live. We need to have each other's backs on this. No one can survive the onslaught of falseness imposed by the false folks, the false guys, the power guys alone. We need support. Our deeds determine us as much as we determine our deeds, George Eliot has said. And she always recommends we put her observations to the test of our thought process. When we relinquish our authentic voices, how do they come back to us? Perhaps, as Alice suggests, with an emphatic partner. And in Prince, I suspect we have just the one needed, for there's none more emphatic than he. Not just because he asks the right questions. Artificial cage, louder than a bomb since the day of my birth, got me second class when I got here first. Lovely score, but how am I supposed to know what it's worth? That's a really deep question, which is the question we ask here, but we got to break that down still more. He inspires us to. Not just because he asks the right questions, but because he's created for us a universe of sound and feeling united in his music that is an alternative space to class. Spirit's calling. Here's a reason why. Come. If you had the chance to see the future, would you try? Come. From that first song I played in our musical tribute this morning, Come, which, when we inhabit and discuss this universe he creates, allows us to see power's abuse of us. And the point of the song, Come, by the way, is that she can't. Such an interesting song. Such an interesting man, to say the least.